Congressional investigators looking into the Enron scandal released a highly critical report today, a report that says the company managed to pay no federal income taxes in the late 1990s, despite reporting income of more than $2 billion. The report details how Enron dreamt up hundreds of highly complex tax shelters to create losses and to hide profits. Senate leaders say the findings raise concerns about the ability of the Internal Revenue Service to stop companies from manipulating the tax code. NPR's Jim Zaroli has the story.
The report contains some 2,700 pages of charts, financial statements, and internal documents, and as such, it provides the most detailed examination to date of how the now-bankrupt energy trader was able to pare down its tax bill. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, chairman of the Finance Committee, said Enron was able to twist tax laws with one purpose in mind.
Money, money, money. Money above honesty and financial accounting. Money above tax return compliance. Money above professional and business ethics.
The report details 12 separate tax shelters created by Enron with names such as Tanya, Cochise, and Valor. Some allowed the company to count losses twice. Some allowed the company to depreciate assets normally not depreciated. Lindy Paul, the committee's chief of staff, said Enron's accountants and tax advisors signed off on the deals without examining them very closely. In one case, she said a tax advisor was allowed to issue an opinion about a shelter that he himself had created. Paul says the 12 shelters had one thing in common. They had no clear business purpose.
We were just shocked by the ability of the company to produce these kind of results with the complicity of other folks who are willing to go along with them. And really, our examination is there was no business purpose to these transactions other than to generate these artificial tax benefits.
Paul said Enron had an aggressive tax department that was treated like just one more profit center with revenue targets it was supposed to meet. Lindy Paul said these shelters were maddeningly complex, and the IRS found it almost impossible to keep up with them. She said the company claimed attorney-client privilege to keep important documents from government auditors.
In short, Enron had the incentive and the ability to engage in unusually complicated transactions in order to preclude meaningful review of them.
The report also details what Paul calls jaw-dropping levels of compensation given to Enron officials. 200 top executives earned $1.4 billion in 2000, and many were able to minimize their tax bills through the use of deferred compensation plans. The use of these plans sped up dramatically in the weeks before Enron's implosion and bankruptcy, which wiped out the holdings of the company's shareholders. The report was released as the Finance Committee is preparing to consider rules to curb corporate tax shelters. Senator Grassley suggested that companies shouldn't try to rush through last-minute shelters. He warned that any new laws to arise from the report will go into effect retroactively as of today. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.